This is CBS Eye on the World, Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor, and I'm joined by my colleague and co-host and co-pilot, David Livingston, Dr. Space himself from the space show. And we're going to Earth orbit, lunar orbit, Mars orbit, even to the surface of the moon, and eventually the surface of the Mars, with the plans of the People's Republic of China. We welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, a senior fellow who follows the PRC's space program very closely, because you will remember the boosters look a whole lot like missiles and the missiles look a whole lot like boosters. Rick, it's a pleasure to welcome you to Hotel Mars. But before we go anywhere, Earth orbit or beyond, we've got to talk about boosters. The U.S. has SLS, which has launched Orion successfully. However, the U.S. also has private space, and that would be SpaceX, the Falcons, and now the heavy lift, and now also the Starship. The Chinese have two boosters of significance, and you make a distinction in your explications in your documents. There's the 5B now flying. I believe 5B, the Long March 5B, is the one that has made the assembly of the Chinese space station possible. And then there's the Long March 5G and the Long March 9. They're in the future. What is the capability of the Long March 5G that the Chinese need? Good evening to you, Rick.
Good evening, John. The Long March 5G is the latest designation, really only about 3 to 4 months old, of a tri-core larger version of the Long March 5A and B, which is intended by the Chinese to be their first moon-bound space launch vehicle, but launched in a two spaceship architecture. One Long March 5G will carry the manned spacecraft to lunar orbit. The second Long March 5G will carry the moon lander to lunar orbit, where they will dock, and then the lander will descend to the surface of the moon and return to the manned vehicle in lunar orbit for the return trip to Earth. At the recent Zhuhai Air Show in Zhuhai, China, 26 kilometers from Macau, in the first week of November, Chinese space officials indicated that the Long March 5G, as it's now known, could be begin testing as early as 2027. Now, if you factor in two test runs per each version of that launcher, both cislunar or circumlunar tests, that could possibly set the Chinese up for their first manned attempt by, in my opinion, as early as 2029. Now, the Chinese have been saying for many years that they're aiming for their first manned mission for 2030, but I think they're going to try and advance that schedule even slightly to get to score propaganda points.
David?
It's nice to meet you, Rick. Two different rockets for the mission. This reminds me of Constellation and Ares 1 and Ares 5. I'm a little bit surprised they're taking that approach. Do you know their rationale or why they're taking that approach?
Well, the Long March 5G, David, is kind of a legacy design that began about a decade ago. Spokespeople for the Chinese space program. I mean, they don't have an official a press operation, but they kind of deputize senior knowledgeable engineers to be these spokespeople. And about a decade ago, they began to publish journal articles detailing this larger version of the Long March 5. So they basically decided that they didn't have a Saturn V to get to the moon. So in order to get there most rapidly, they would accept the risk of having to divide the mission into being accomplished by two launchers. That decision was made probably 20 years ago, maybe longer. And the Long March 5G is the latest iteration of that decision.
Now, the Long March 9, the aspirational, and what of the reusability? Is that a factor?
Oh, absolutely. Long March 9 is their Saturn V level, SLS level space launch vehicle. It's going to be expensive. It's going to come in two versions, John. The first version is going to be single use, non-reusable. But according to a curious article that appeared in China Daily, state media, in November 2020, the maker of the Long March 9, the China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation, a spokesman from CASC, stated that from 2030 to 2035, China could build 10 Long March 9 SLVs a year. This would probably be for the first version, the non-reusable version. But still, that's because the Long March 9 is able to put 50 tons into a lunar orbit, this is a very significant capability. And if this actually happens, if they start building basically 10 Saturn V's a year from 2030 to 2035, that's 60 launchers. I think that works out to what? You know, 3,000 tons of cargo transported to the moon. My math may be off, but still, that's a lot of mass that they're going to put on the moon. The American space program right now envisions only building 11 SLS launchers, and we won't have a long-term shelter settlement on the moon until 2035. I mean, we're strolling to the moon, but with Long March 9 and this accelerated production mentioned by a Chinese source, they're going to be blitzing the moon. They're going to be reaching the optimal locations on the South Pole. They're going to be claiming them, keeping us away from them. So controlling the moon, controlling the resources of the moon, gaining the strategic dominant positions on the moon is possibly going to be within their grasp unless we transition quickly to the more efficient, hopefully less expensive, Starship model to put mass on the moon.
David?
So I'm curious to know first, do our space policy makers and congressional critters that get involved in this know and understand what you're talking about? And number two, from your assessment, do they really care whether China is there and, as you said, blitzing the moon, or is that just not an issue for them?
Well, David, I would feel safe in assuming that they don't talk to me, but I would feel safe in assuming that aspects of our intelligence community, and especially those who work these issues for the new Space Force, understand what the Chinese are doing. They are advertising their march towards reusability, especially for Long March 9, frequently in releases on the Chinese internet that do make it to a number of aggregators on Twitter. So the word is getting out. The Chinese are getting out the word. It would be difficult for me to accept that, at least within the intelligence community, they don't understand this. And but as far as Congress is concerned, I can't speak to any solid knowledge there. I imagine There are those that are concerned, but I couldn't speak to that from firsthand knowledge.
Let's go to the moon. David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show, Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. The plans are for boosters that can lift sufficient weight to lunar orbit and now to the surface, and what to be done on the surface. You start in the moon and then you move on to reproducing that on Mars. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.